thinking, well, we don't offer human sacrifices like they did. Our Lady of Guadalupe, how is she relevant for today? Well, friends, we're going to take a little break from our typical meditations from St. Alphonsus's Advent sermons and look at Our Lady of Guadalupe and how she can help us today, because she can. But in order to understand how she can, we have to look at the Aztec society in which heaven intervened and Our Lady appeared into. Now, when Cortes arrived in the capital city, which is now in the area of Mexico, in 1521, him and his men reported a sophisticated society. In fact, they were impressed by it. But they were also horrified by something. And what they were horrified by was human sacrifices. They reported seeing towers made up of entirely human skulls. The Aztec Empire was broken up into different city-states, and within each state there were cities. In the middle of the city there was a square, and rising from that square was a temple. That was the place of human sacrifice. And some historians have said that the law mandated 1,000 human sacrifices per year to be done in these places to appease the gods. These human sacrifices were very violent. And I'm going to describe what happened. And so if you don't want to hear this, then skip through this next part. It might not be for you. But a person would be brought to the temple and stretched upon an altar. Then a priest would take a knife and slice open the chest and take out a still beating heart and offer it to the gods. Children were also sacrificed in this manner, but they were tortured first. Some historians say they were tortured so that they would cry, and then they would collect their tears and then offer it to gods to make it rain. Make no mistake here, friends, these sacrifices were diabolical. Demons were at play. One Mexican historian has reported that 1 out of every 5 children were offered as a sacrifice to the gods. Prior to Cortes arriving in 1487, a big temple was being dedicated to one of these gods. And so places of sacrifice were set up across the entire Aztec Empire. And over a 4-day period, it is estimated that up to 80,000 people were offered as human sacrifices. So this culture was a culture of death. So when Cortes arrived, he sought to end these human sacrifices. Now his methods were also very bloody, very violent. And with that, of course, the Europeans brought with them the new diseases to the native people there. But I think it's very fair to say that the culture was very far from God, very far from the true faith. So when the first bishop of what is now Mexico arrives on the scene, he's working in an environment that, let's say, is not very favorable for evangelization. For how in the world are you able to convert people to the love of Jesus Christ when you've just wiped them out through disease, through violence? Tough environment, to say the least. So tough that the small group of Spaniards that are there, they're afraid for their life. Because at any moment, the Aztec people could have rose up and just wiped them out. There's really not that many of them. And the bishop sees the situation so dire that he writes a secret letter to the King of Spain. He says, "If God does not provide the remedy from his hand, the land is about to be completely lost." With all this happening in the New World, across the pond in Europe, the church is in turmoil. In 1537, we have Martin Luther, who has written his 95 thesis, and so has brought with him many souls out of the Catholic Church, who have separated themselves from the one true faith. And then we have in 1534, King Henry VIII, that Reformation going on, and he has separated himself from the Catholic Church and taken with him many more countless souls. So you have turmoil within a church, human sacrifices happening in the area of what is now Mexico. And in all of this turmoil, what happens? Heaven intervenes. In 1531, the Blessed Virgin Mary appears to Juan Diego, a peasant man. She identifies herself as the Mother of God and asks him for a shrine to be built there. So Juan Diego goes to the bishop. Of course, the bishop is skeptical and he asks for proof. Long story short, Juan Diego is trying to avoid the Blessed Virgin Mary. She finds him and says, climb to the top of the hill, the place where she initially appeared to him. And he does and sees all these beautiful roses. The significance of this, it's in winter. Roses do not bloom in winter. Not only do roses not bloom in winter, but these roses were not native to Mexico. He picks them under the instruction of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And then, this is what I find so interesting. The Blessed Virgin Mary herself, with her hands, arranges the roses in his tilma. He then goes to the bishop to show proof, the roses. And as he drops his tilma and the roses fall out, the miraculous image of Our Lady of Guadalupe appears. And the bishop is convinced. Now, friends, get this. Within 10 years of this miraculous event happening, 9 million Aztec people and surrounding tribes are converted to Catholicism. It is the greatest mass conversion of people to Catholicism in history, all through the intercession and intervention of the Blessed Virgin Mary. How is this all relevant for today? It's very relevant. Just as the Aztec culture was very, very far from God, today's culture is very, very far from God. You might be thinking, well, we don't offer human sacrifices like they did. Come on now. Don't fool yourself. From 1973 to 2019, 63 million babies were killed by abortion in the United States. Worldwide, that number skyrockets. The World Health Organization reports globally, every year, 73 million babies are killed, their life terminated. That number is hard to imagine. To put that death toll into perspective, that is more than 2 babies sacrificed every second of the day, 365 days a year. That's happening right now, sacrificed. Perhaps not in temples, but in hospitals. Not on altars, but on operating tables. To the gods of what? Convenience. Friends, to say that our culture is far from God is an understatement. You know, Cortez and his men could see the sacrifices. They could see the bodies. They could see the skulls. What makes abortion so evil? It's secret. And the place that is supposed to be the safest for a child becomes the most dangerous. The womb of a mother. We live in a society that's very, very far from God. Now, the interesting thing about the miraculous image of Our Lady of Guadalupe is that she's pregnant with Jesus. Our Lady of Guadalupe is very relevant for today. We need to ask her to intervene into society for the protection of life from conception to natural death. We also live in a society where people's hearts and minds have been darkened by the evil one. They cannot perceive the truths of the Catholic faith. Now, you can debate a person, you can present the truth to them, and it's like a veil. They just cannot see it. You cannot simply just reason your way into relationship with Jesus Christ. Of course, faith and reason go together, but at one point you need grace. The gift of faith is that, a grace. And so we can ask Our Lady's intercession to grant the gift of conversion. 9 million people were converted within 10 years. You look at our society, and sometimes we think it's so far from God. And then you look at the turmoil within the church, some of it coming out of Rome itself, and of course springing up in different places, particularly Germany. People dissenting from the true faith, being confused about the very basic building blocks of society, the family, what is a man, what is a woman. And we look at all this and think, where's the hope in all this? How can we, the tides be turned? Well, if you were the bishop of Mexico prior to Our Lady's intervention, I think you would have thought something very similar. How could the tides be turned? Friends, things can change through the powerful intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let us ask her on this feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe to intervene into society, into our families, into the lives of people who have lost their faith, who have blinders on, who cannot see the truth. She is relevant today. Seek her intercession for the protection of the unborn and for the protection of those at the end of life who are also being killed on the altars of operating tables in our hospitals. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, the lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, glory.